What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy Moore. Say hello, Kathy.
Hello.
So we have been on an absence, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yep. So here we are today, end of January, and the year has just kind of started out with a lot of a series of events that we've had to deal with since the beginning of the year.
Yes.
So here we are today. Today's show is going to be a... I want to talk about why do we want to do a radio show? Why do we do this? And I also want to pay tribute to my cousin, Gene Moore, who was our vice president of Moore Insurance Services and my mentor. He passed away on January the 10th. So I do want to talk about him today, too. Kathy, I don't want to ever make this show about myself or about you or about, you know, what we're doing. I want to have this show about how we can help somebody out there that has maybe not thought about their insurance policy in a long time. How much time do people spend buying an insurance policy normally?
Well, I guess if they go online, it doesn't take much time to do it online now. A lot of times people like to come in and talk about it, but since COVID and all the different things going on, I don't think people want to come in and talk. So we do talk to people on the phone a lot about their coverages and try to reach out to people through email or through their phone just to see if they have, anything's changed since the last time we have looked at their information.
The business environment has adapted a lot, and you've had the technology has come even that much closer to, I guess, being implemented in our office. Like, we didn't have maybe Zoom meetings, you know, and Right. Now we're starting to utilize Zoom more.
Yes.
We can actually have a Zoom meeting with a customer, because if you have a face-to-face meeting with somebody, it just seems to come across better than, hearing maybe an email or a text or something. I think having a face-to-face with somebody, even with our employees, we're trying to, you know, we have five locations. So if I'm going to go to Blue Ridge, I've got to spend an hour sitting in a car to go to Blue Ridge and an hour coming back. So Right. We're trying to utilize our technology. A lot of our workstations do have cameras now on them, or we can have a face-to-face Zoom meeting Right. With, you know, an employee. I'm trying to implement that, you know, this year. So technology has brought us, I guess, this whole COVID issue has created more need for technology, remote access. We've had a lot of people work from home here and there during this, haven't we?
Being quarantined or what have you, or Yep. Being sick.
So going back to why we do this, we want to have people to be aware of their insurance.
Right.
If you listen to our show anytime at all, you're going to know there are certain things that we are going to recommend that you consider. A lot of times people buy insurance policy, they've just bought the house, they've just closed, they're moving to the area. Oh yeah, we've got to get insurance for our closing. And Right. They, you know, they hurriedly buy a policy, and that's the end of it. And a lot of times it's never even thought about again, is it?
Right.
So it's something you need to think about, because your home is your largest asset. And also your ability for future earnings, or for to protect those assets, you got to make sure you got a really good liability situation. You don't want to have a situation where, you know, you've got minimum coverage and you end up having, you know, something happen that's going to be where you had to pay for your own pocket. You want your insurance policy to pay for your loss. You don't want to be paying for your loss or part of your loss. You want to have a covered situation, and you want to be an educated consumer to know what you've bought and what's going to be covered and what's not going to be covered. So I think that's very important, and that's why we're here, don't you? Wouldn't you say, Kathy?
Yes.
Definitely. You know, if you have a – I'm going to tell a little story here real quick, but there is a difference, Kathy, between dealing with a local agent and buying a policy online.
Yes,
and you've got – you know, you go to any town, and you've got, say, 10 restaurants. Well, maybe two are really, really good, the rest are okay, and then maybe some are just not that great. And I would think that will be the same way the insurance business, too. I mean, you want to have a good local agent. And, Right. You know, sometimes you may have a buying experience that's, you know, not good, potentially. You know, I hope it doesn't happen in our office. But, you know, the nature of our business, sometimes it is what it is. I mean, we're selling an insurance policy. And we try our best to do our very best, but it's a very complex business that we are in. And what we do is got to be taught to our employees, and we've got to be able to have a situation where if one of our employees sells an insurance policy or works with a customer, it should be just like me or Kathy were doing it.
Right.
And there's no way that we can see every customer. Right. We have thousands and thousands of customers. Our heart would be like to be able to see every customer, but we just can't see everybody, can we, Kathy?
Right.
So let's talk about, here's the difference. We just had a situation where a customer just didn't pay the bill and the policy had lapsed. Well, we contacted her, hey, your insurance has lapsed. Can you come in and, you know, see if we can get this taken care of? The customer comes in the office. We call the broker in this situation. Now, just remember, we are not the insurance company. We are your representative to the insurance company. We're an independent agent. So we called this situation a broker in this situation. And the broker said, okay, yeah, we can reinstate this. We got to have two things. We got to have money. And you can't have insurance without money, obviously. And then we got to have a statement signed called a statement of no loss, which means we're not going to agree to reinstate this policy if there's been a loss. I mean, obviously, an insurance company wouldn't do that. We can't just go and reinstate a policy because there's a loss on it. We're like, okay, fine. So we got the payment from the customer. We got the no loss statement, and it was immediately sent to the broker. Tell the rest of the story. What happened 36 hours later?
The lady had a claim.
And how big was the claim?
It was a sizable claim, yes.
I don't know the exact amount, but it's somewhere over maybe $100,000 claim. Well, we get this call back 8 days later. Yeah, we've reviewed this, and we're not going to reinstate this policy. Where were we at in that situation, Kathy?
Not in a good place.
No.
Especially when they told us
would. Wait a minute. You told us.
We had all the documentation.
To send a statement of loss, mm-hmm. Make the payments. Oh, we're sending the money back. We got the payment, we're sending it back. Well, wait a minute. You told us we'd reinstate this. No, we told you we would consider reinstate the policy. We're like, well, that's not what we heard. So fortunately, we had ace in the hole, didn't we?
Yes.
And this is the difference between dealing with us and going down on some 800 number and getting a call. We did something that you will not get at a direct relationship over the phone. We went to bat for our customer.
Right.
And we won this situation.
Yes.
Because guess what we had? We had a recorded phone call.
And we also had documentation.
And we had documentation.
And emails.
And the guy that we were dealing with, who was a manager, it was very interesting.
He had to go over his head.
Yeah, it was very interesting that it went to a manager. A routine reinstatement from an underwriter is something that you would have. It was very suspicious to me that a manager's got it. Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty clear to me that they had said, oh my gosh, there's a claim, we're not reinstating this. And the claim had happened after the fact, where we'd already gotten the reinstatement approved.
Correct.
So we had to go through the phone records, and I was able to go there and transcribe word for word what was said in the call. The underwriter clearly, in their own words, had agreed to reinstate it.
Right.
I was very fortunate to get to a manager who was even over this guy, and she reviewed the documentation.
And I think
they knew we had them.
Yes,
we had the documentation. That's the difference between dealing with us
right.
and going directly with the company. If this had been a situation where you're going direct with a company online, that would have been the final say.
Right.
And since I had documentation, we went to the bat for our customer. It was a win.
Right.
So I believe it's very good to have a relationship with somebody you trust as an agent.
Right.
Just like if you're CPA, just like your doctor. I don't know why every commercial you see online is about, we're going to save you money, we're going to save you money. And yes, I believe you can save money if you want to just call your coverages out. If you wanted to just skimp on things, you can save some money. And there is a liability laws, compulsory financial laws, that you got to have so much liability.
Right.
Well, the minimum is not going to get you anywhere
if
you're in a situation. I mean, yeah, you can say, well, that's what I need is, you know, minimum limits. That's what the state requires. But that's not going to be what you need when you've got a major situation and you're getting attorneys coming
and
after you.
And you're not going to, they always say you're going to pay what you need or you don't know or if they're going to fine tune it to how it's best for you. The problem is people don't know what's going to happen. So yeah. Our job as agents, licensed agents, is that we are trying to make sure to cover you for anything that possibly could happen.
We can try to cover you for it,
avoid exposure.
And there's old adage, you get what you pay for.
That's right.
And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Again, this is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains, and we'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. Moore Insurance Services has three locations. One is located in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64. We are next to United Community Bank there, and we'd love to help you there with your insurance needs. Come in and see Mandy, Amy, Vaughn, Rose, Mark, and myself. Also, we have a location in Hiawassee, Georgia, which is next to the hospital. We're in the red brick building there called Town Trace. Come by and see Joanne, and she will be glad to help you with your insurance there. And lastly, we have our location in Blairsville, Georgia, which is across from Home Depot, next to the post office, and we're in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the bank building in our own separate section there. And you can come by and see Ashley, Shayna, Greg, and Cindy, and they would love to help you with your insurance needs there. You can like us on Facebook. You can check us out online. Our address is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can check out all the different types of lines of insurance that we write, as well as what carriers that we represent, since we're independent agencies. We have two other locations. One is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Kathy and Jeremy to check out anything that they could help you with there. And then lastly, we have Mountain Insurance in Murphy, North Carolina. We're next to right past Arby's on 64, and we'd love to help you there with Emily and Velda. So come by and see us and check us out.
Okay, so today's show is we're talking about why do we want to do an insurance radio show. I don't know if anybody else is doing one anywhere else.
I don't know.
But I know there's people who do financial shows, but we think that your home is your largest asset for most people.
Or business, if you have a business. Business.
Yep. So I think it's an important topic.
Yes.
You know, we understand that people don't like insurance a lot of times. I mean, I've got to pay it too, just like everybody else.
Yes, believe me, we have a lots of insurance ourselves.
We have more insurance. Yes. So I didn't want this show to be about just me. I want it to be like, can we actually help somebody?
Yes.
You know, I think just hit some high points. We want to make sure when you have a house insured that, you know, you've asked your agent to get guaranteed replacement costs on the house. Or if you can't get it, at least get the increased cost coverage endorsement where, you know, if you have a $200,000 house, you can have maybe a 50% variance over what your house is insured for. So that would be another $100,000 of coverage. So you'd really have $300,000 on your house, even though you got insured for $200,000. If in case we're wrong, at least you got a little bit of wiggle room there. So we got some things we've tried to talk about like that.
Our biggest thing is to make sure you communicate with your actual agent about what you're doing.
Got to know.
People do things. They do home improvements. They do different things. They add on. They have an actual fence, or they do a storage facility. They have detached structures. They don't always tell us these things. So we really need you to communicate, to tell us what you're doing. So
we can't share what we don't know about.
Right, exactly.
So with this being said in mind, you know, the show is for listeners, it's for our customers. But I do want to take a little time to talk about me today, which is not necessarily what we're trying to do. I want to talk about my cousin, Gene Moore. So he passed away on January the 10th, 85 years old. And, you know, a lot of people maybe listen, they don't know Gene Moore. Right. So you wouldn't know, if you're in Hayesville, you're going to know Gene Moore. He was a self-proclaimed mayor of Shooting Creek.
You know?
So he was always, had a lot of funny sayings, just a really good person. He was my mentor because, you know, back in the day, I remember Gene coming out and insuring our house when I was just a kid. I mean, okay, so I've been doing insurance now. More insurances, I founded it 26 years ago. I was in the insurance business. If you include college, majoring in insurance, you know, that was 94. So you can say I've almost got, you know, 28 years being in insurance. But if you go back farther than that, this is a family thing.
Right. Because
I've had my cousin Gene in Hayesville. I've got my country roots and I've got my city roots. So my cousin Gene was in Hayesville. My grandfather was downtown Atlanta in the Equitable building in a skyscraper with his insurance office. Mm-hmm. Now, he was an orphan from Alabama that ended up doing well. So if you look at it, insurance has been something for me, it's a whole life kind of thing. I've never not been around an insurance agent, my grandfather, my uncle, my cousin Gene. So I would go to Gene. You know, I had a 10-speed bicycle, and I'd come by his office when I was a kid, and he would give me these magazines called Voice Magazine. It's from the Full Gospel Businessman Association, and I'd read those magazines. And, you know, Gene was just a very good Christian man. You know, this business there in Hayesville, it was hard to get companies back in those days. So as things progressed, I always thought about wanted to live in Hayesville. I'd seen the alternative about being a city. I lived in Raleigh. I've lived in Atlanta. But I like the country life better because I like to go out there and get in a cow pasture or go out in the woods, or it's just kind of me. So my plan was that, hey, I could come back and I could work with my cousin Gene because he's there in Hayesville. And I've also got a tremendous resource because my family in Atlanta has got relationships with insurance companies that you're not going to be able to get being in Hayes, North Carolina. Because Gene tried, and you sometimes in back in the day, you just couldn't get them. So I came to work with Gene. I was the highest paid employee you ever had. You know that, Kathy?
I knew that.
So we'll start at $5 an hour. I had three college degrees.
And a degree in risk management.
Yeah, so now I've got a lot of successful people that work for me that don't have college degrees.
Yes.
My parents are educators. My mom was a professor at Greenhurst College for 50 years. I can write very well, thank you. But do I think a college degree is necessary for success? No, I don't. Can it help? Yes, I think it can. Can it hinder? Maybe so, too.
Right.
So anyway, I started out, and I knew that, you know, I wasn't going to make a lot of money starting out, but I thought the future would be good. And I took a very big gamble, and Gene was there to help me along the way. Mm-hmm. We never had a cross word. We never disagreed. We got along. He supported me. He let me start running things right from the get-go for the most part. He came in there and started letting me just kind of get my feet wet and doing it. I remember being out at an insurance company I went to visit, and I was sitting in the lobby, and this lady's like, are you a claims trainee here? Because I looked like really wet behind there because I was. I was like, no, I actually own an agency. And she probably didn't even believe me. You know, I was very driven when I was younger. And I still, I think I am today. But anyway, Gene helped me along there, mentored me along the way. And Kathy, you know, I think everything we got today is because of Gene Moore and Manette, his wife. So I just want to pay a tribute to him because, you know, it's tough for me. He was like another father to me, but he was always kind. He was always patient. You know, Lord help, he couldn't get people's names right.
No.
He was always mad at people's.
Call you a different name. Yeah. Well, he called me a different name. Yeah. He called some people different names.
One of our marketing reps' name is Kevin. He was always Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Yeah, Kelvin's here to see you. You know, and he, we had, early on, we ended up being a Four Points of gas station, and this could be an insurance claim, but we had some visitors in there that we didn't want, which were skunks. They got in the air vent, and they came crashed through the Sealtex, and those skunks sprayed all over our office. And
thank goodness I wasn't there for this. I
was actually
me, BK,
yeah, the other girlfriend I was dating probably wasn't very excited because it permeates your hair.
Oh, nice!
And Gene just kind of went overboard. Like he was gonna get those skunks, and it was against the law to shoot them. You know, I think he called the game warden, and nobody wanted to help us. They were laughing about, you got skunks in your office. And it smelled like it just I mean, it was the aroma of this skunk.
It even made the paper, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It made the paper.
Clippings.
Yes. And so
that was really interesting.
They got out, and they went all over the office. They chewed up Gene's insurance books, and they ate his Ovaltine. And so Gene was, he got one, and he shot it. Well, he ended up getting his finger caught in the hammer of the shotgun. And he wanted to file an insurance claim. I was like, gee, we can't file. Oh, I can get $150 out of this. So he filed a work comp claim, and the claim read, employee was shooting a skunk in the office and got thumb hung up in the trigger of the shotgun and had to have stitches. So I know that's on the insurance wall of fame somewhere when they got that claims adjuster.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way. Gene was very frugal. He was very wise, and we're going to miss him a whole lot at Moore Insurance.
He was our vice president. Dancer, which no one knows about that. That was something he danced like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I wish I could tell the story. I think we're out of time here, but maybe next time I'll continue the story about Gene a little bit. So anyway, we've enjoyed this show today. We're glad to do what we're doing. We're very blessed. We're very happy. We're glad to be back on the air.
Yes.
We've had the death in the family. My father had a retinal detachment, and Kathy and I just recovered from COVID. So here we are back, and we're very thankful and blessed to be here.
Yes.
So I'm Mark Moore. This is my wife, Kathy, and we are on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.